The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went out along the sea. All the crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at his customs post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed Jesus. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes who were Pharisees saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors, and said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. It doesn't take a great measure of humility to admit that you're a sinner. It only takes a measure of honesty. Day after day, you wake up and you strive to live up to the teachings of Jesus Christ, the highest moral standard that ever could possibly be, because God himself becomes our standard. And you strive to live up to the teachings of Jesus Christ every day. And day after day, you fail. No great humility there. In fact, very common is that when people set themselves to live a spiritual life in a sincere way, you know, the kind of people that show up to Mass on a Saturday morning, for example, they begin to think not that they're getting better, but that they're getting worse. Do you know what I'm talking about? Very common. They begin to think that they're getting worse as they take their spiritual life more seriously and pray more often and go to confession more often and practice devotions. It's an illusion, of course. They're not getting worse. They're only beginning to see more clearly what was always there. They're beginning to see more clearly how strong is their ego and how weak is their love. How strong are their little preferences, their own personal little ways of doing everything. And how weak is their resolve to follow the Lord. They're just beginning to see more clearly. A little image for you that might be helpful. See this little chalice right here on the altar? Every once in a while, I try to polish up that chalice. Take off all the smudges back here in the sacristy. And I think that I've done it until I bring it out here into these bright lights when I see all these smudges and it's like I haven't done anything at all. I'm only beginning to see more clearly. Now, the danger there, spiritually speaking, is that we begin to despair. When you try and fail, try and fail, try and fail, and only think that you're getting worse, you begin to despair. You begin to think that you're never going to make it. And that's when these passages from the Gospel of Mark are so very, very helpful. When Jesus says, "Listen now, I didn't come to call the righteous. I came to call sinners." It's a great comfort, because that means he came to call me. Now, don't misunderstand. When you hear this, it doesn't mean that Jesus is saying, "Now, you just go and sin as much as you want because I got you covered." It doesn't mean that. This is told to us in the context of the call of St. Matthew. And after Matthew's called, he will never again sin by stealing from people's money and their property as a tax collector. He'll never do that again. But that doesn't mean Matthew's never going to commit another sin. No. What happens, rather, is that as you begin that process of conversion over and over and over at a deeper and deeper level, that's what it's like. We're always beginners in the spiritual life. And you can begin to despair in this unless you stop to realize that God doesn't love me because I'm good. God loves me because he's good. Very hard for us to learn that lesson. We've lived our whole lives thinking that we'll be loved if we earn it, right? Ever since you were a little kid, you thought that mommy and daddy would love you if you were good and if you brought home good grades. And that's the lesson that we've learned, and people grow up that way, even to this very day. They think, "Oh, my spouse will love me if I do what they want them to do." And we always think that we'll be loved if we earn it. It's very hard for us to realize that love is unconditional. And that God loves us not because we're good. He loves us because he's good. That's where our comfort comes from. Our very own patroness, St. Therese, she had an experience of this. And I think I've told this story before. She was dying of tuberculosis. And being treated by her fellow religious sister, she had a little moment of willed impatience, and she snapped at somebody. And instead of feeling bad about it, she rejoiced. She said, thank goodness I still qualify for divine welfare, right? Thank goodness Jesus is still my Savior. You see, the worst thing in the world is not that you commit a sin. The worst thing in the world is that you wouldn't think that you committed a sin, that you'd be blind to it. And that you wouldn't need the one who came to save you from your sins. If Jesus says, I didn't come to call the righteous, I came to call sinners, and you don't realize you're a sinner, that means he didn't come for you. That would be very bad. Now, if there ever were a time when God were not merciful, we'd have every reason to despair. But you know what? In the meantime, let's listen to the words of our Lord and take hope, because it's only in admitting that I'm a sinner that I can truly call Jesus my Savior. Amen.